I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. The award-winning journalist Holly Doan joins me now. She is the producer and host of a forthcoming 10-part television documentary series, The Premiers. It debuts on CPAC this Sunday, the 1st of March. Its episodes profile a premier and the province that he led, and features interviews with historians, colleagues, and commentators who bring to life these leaders who not only govern but who also shape this country. What's great about what I've seen of the series is that you get a sense of the times in which the particular leader was active. Kicking off this Sunday is the episode on Newfoundland's Joey Smallwood. The following week, W.A.C. Bennett of British Columbia. Among the other leaders profiled, William Eberhardt, Maurice Duplessis, Leslie Frost, Tommy Douglas, and Robert Stanfield, among others. It airs Sunday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern on CPAC through to May. On their website is a 24/7 stream, so you can watch the program there as well. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Holly Doan. Good morning, Ms. Doan.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I don't have a bio on you. I know you from CPAC. But it seems that we've seen you elsewhere before. Where might have we seen you?
I am 25 years. I'm getting pretty dusty now, but in television news, mostly beginning in the West and with the CBC in Alberta and a while in Saskatchewan. And then I spent 7 years with CTV National News in Ottawa, China, and Toronto before joining CPAC a few years ago to start making political history documentaries.
That's right. I do recall you now from CTV. Yeah, the last thing that you did with the prime ministers, was that?
That was the last series we did called The Prime Ministers, which began airing in 2004 and still is airing on CPAC this year. But there have been several one-hour historical specials in between that time, all about significant events that shaped political history in Canada.
Yeah, and I've seen some of those over the holidays. They repeated a bunch of these. I think the Rideau Canal. Did you do that one?
The Rideau Canal, yeah. The big bank job, which was about a spectacular bank collapse in 1923 that gave rise to bank regulations and formed the Bank of Canada, as well as another one called White Canada, which was about Canada's immigration policy and how it was intolerant of people of color up until Diefenbaker's Bill of Rights. And as well, one called One Incredible Year, which was about all the events of the home front in the year of Vimy.
These documentaries are so well done, and I'm wondering, it must take you a long time to put these together, or does it?
We're on a small staff compared to most documentary teams. I work primarily by myself as producer in association with my husband, who is researcher as well as narrator. He's a former reporter for the Calgary Sun and currently works with the Hill Times, so he has a print background. And then there are two other people who are at the technical end of it, but they do take a long time. I work exclusively on these and nothing else in the period that they're shaping together. And in the case of the Premiers, this project began in June of 2007.
And the selection process of the people that you picked, what was the criteria?
Well, when you produce historicals, they must be dead, because we try to choose people whose the nation's collective memory is slipping away. And so it doesn't make sense to profile someone who is alive and everyone remembers, because that wouldn't be much of a contribution to Canadian historical programming. There is very little political history on Canadian television. I would challenge you to name even one or two series in the last year or two about Canadian politicians and public policy. And the premiers that we chose were ones who are larger than life. For some reason in that period, say between the Second World War and the end of the 60s, those premiers so dramatically influenced their province that they also made a national mark. And they were larger-than-life characters. Many of them ran the show with an iron fist. Some were corrupt. Some tried to carry off a revolution, as in Alberta or as in Saskatchewan with Tommy Douglas. By revolution, I mean a social revolution, of course. And it strikes you when you watch these, and this is something that people have often asked me, do I think that we have any premiers like this today? And this is my opinion. I don't believe we do, but one. And when you watch the record of these people, you will be astonished, not only what they did, but some of the trouble they got into.
Who's the one premier that you think would warrant a documentary, say, in the future?
I think that in 40 years from now, people will be profiling Danny Williams.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, yeah. What do you think, you mentioned, that's the one thing I noticed about these 10 men that you profiled, that they're all from sort of the same era. What do you think it says about Canadians of of that time, and why they chose these sorts of, they're at one fascinating, they're complex, they're also charismatic, and as you said, some of them were scoundrels, but essentially good leaders.
Mm-hmm. So why did it all sort of happen in that period, you're asking? Well, I think you think about Canada being not very old. Like, prior to the First World War, we weren't really much of a nation. We were still trying to, some of us in 1905 were just becoming provinces. So the 20th century really was our century in terms of growth. And after the Second World War, there was an enormous boom in Canada, and it also gave rise to new political expectations. When the fellows came back from overseas in 45, they didn't expect to return to the same old, same old. There was a lot of dissatisfaction with mainline parties, which is why Social Credit and CCF got started. And I think that there was still much to be done. We had our institutions, we had our federal institutions, but most of these provinces that we profile didn't even have full electrification. They didn't have electricity in much of the rural areas at the time that those premiers took over, even in the days of Louis Robichaud. So you think about, they had a lot of places where they could make an impact, and they were small enough governments. I think the first government to ever spend $1 billion was the John Robarts government in Ontario, and that was 1960-something. So before that, they were small governments, and so you could have one man who was le chef, who was the boss, who could run the show, and who could evoke change, and could impose his will or his vision on a province.
Now, in the making of these documentaries, did you go to the actual provinces? I guess you sort of had to when you were interviewing the people there. Like, I'm thinking of the BC one. You must have come out here to interview Bill Bennett and Grace McCarthy, right?
British Columbia was one of the greatest challenges of all the documentaries. It was hard to nail people down for interviews to get them to cooperate. It was difficult to pry images out of the Royal BC Museum and Archives Corporation. It was very expensive. I think we made 3 or 4 trips to British Columbia. But you're right. In order to scan the archives, you have to travel to each province because our provincial archives are mostly underfunded and they are not online. Not even a fraction of their collections are online. So you have to literally go to the card files and flip through them.
And how did you find, in terms of the research, the books on the premiers? I mean, do we have enough books written about our former premiers?
I think there are books on all of the premiers we profile, except maybe J. Walter Jones of Prince Edward Island, who wrote his own memoir, which was called Fur Farming in Canada. He was a farmer.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of material, some premiers more than others. There's dozens on Tommy Douglas, most of them written by CCF fans and accolades, and not always of great value. But you have to read them all. And as a member of the National Press Gallery, I have access to the best library in the country, which is the Library of Parliament. So they have every political book or report or commission report ever written anywhere in the country. And if they don't have it, they'll get it for you from, say, Memorial University or Simon Fraser. And so I was so fortunate to have access to every. And you have to read everything written about them, because only by doing that does a clear picture start to poke through, because most books are written with a point of view.
And all these documentaries, all these 10 parts are half an hour each, are they?
They are.
Do you wish they were longer?
Sometimes I wish they were longer, and sometimes it was a struggle to get to half an hour. I won't tell you which ones it was a struggle to get to half an hour, because they're all special to me, like 10 children.
Yeah.
But no, sometimes there were places where you could have written much more, and there were a few documentaries like Bennett and I think Quebec and one or two others where I was merciless. There was blood on the cutting room floor where all the anecdotes and great interview bits and photographs that I'd paid for had to be cut just to meet time. But they do all have to be the same length. and, you know, more or less they have the same amount of visual materials. They all contain about 70 photographs each from the provincial archives and other sources, and they all contain film where film was available.
The back to the Prime Minister series for a second. I really like that documentary series that you did a couple years ago, a few years
Thank
ago.
Thank you. This one's better.
Too. Yeah. No, this is I thought too.
I learned a lot, as every documentary maker does in time. I've learned a lot.
Yeah. Why did you stop at Pearson on that one?
Well, we sort of thought, again, back to the collective memory.
Yeah.
Do I want to be producing a documentary on Pierre Trudeau? Hasn't that been done quite enough recently? But Louis Saint-Laurent, who could tell you three things about him? That it's important to me to look at history, and I'm not interested in profiling people who are alive. No, neither is any historian.
Yeah. Tell me some of the people that you've interviewed for this series, because I thought it was fascinating, the group of people that you... Conrad Black, yeah, you interviewed.
Conrad him. Black. We spoke to Mr. Black at the Breakers Hotel, which was an old Vanderbilt hotel in Palm Springs, just weeks before he began serving his 6.5-year sentence. And we spoke to him on the condition that we would talk just about Du Plessis, as his biography of Du Plessis is still the preeminent reference tool. We spoke to Shirley Douglas about her father, Tommy. We spoke to a former premier from all of the provinces, I'll just to name a few of them, Brian Tobin, Bill Davis, Alan Blakeney, Dave Barrett, Duff Roblin in Manitoba, who is a god in Manitoba. He's 91 now and does very few interviews, but he knew John Bracken, and certainly if not Duff Roblin, who could talk about the political culture and history of Manitoba? John Crosby was a fantastic interview, always outspoken. One would think that John Crosby would have mellowed with age and would be careful about what he says now that he's a representative of the Crown in Newfoundland, but he was as spicy as ever, and as far as his age-old battle with Joey Smallwood, speaking to Mr. Crosby, you think it had happened yesterday. I said to him, didn't you ever bury the hatchet? And he said, Holly, there was no hatchet to be buried. If there would have been a hatchet buried, it would have been buried in my head.
Are you working on other documentaries at the moment?
Not yet, because I must confess that as we sit here talking on this late February day, Robert Stanfield is still in the edit suite, so we have a little bit of work to do, and I haven't had a holiday in more than 18 months, so I will come back in a few months' time with another idea, I guess. What would you like to hear about?
I've been thinking about that the last couple of days, and there's just so many things. I'm trying to narrow it down. I'd like to see something on the Senate.
Oh, I would too, actually.
Yeah,
and I'd like to see something on. Well, there's a lot of things. I won't give away my ideas, but I think that viewers really like documentaries where there's moving pictures or photographs that they haven't seen before, which is not hard to do on Canadian television. You
right.
haven't seen most of it. You should see the treasure chest the CBC has.
Yeah.
Most of our material on the more contemporary premieres come from the CBC, but it's not used for anything there. Now, the documentaries from the age of film and photograph are much more compelling than those where there is zero film and very few photographs. So I'm not much interested in 19th century Canada, I confess.
And so at CPAC, I've seen more of these sorts of programs that are being produced now. There was a recent one on Canada-U.S. relations. Were you involved with that one?
No, I have been completely and utterly absorbed with the Premier's
yeah.
every breathing moment for the last 2 years.
So is that your sense that CPAC is going towards more of these things, more of these documentary series?
I think they're trying to. I think CPAC is trying to broaden the discourse on public policy. I think they're trying to provide not only the uncut stuff that they do, where people want to see the whole event for themselves, which has always been their forte, but I think they're trying to broaden the public discourse on anything that's happening, whether it's President Obama's visit or whether it's the condition of Native reserves. And, you know, we're a small staff here at CPAC with very few people, but, you know, it shouldn't preclude us as a small broadcaster from trying to broaden out material which is contained in a 7-minute feature on the CBC or CTV.
You all do very fine work there. Holly, congratulations on this series. We're going to watch you every Sunday night.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed it. It was so much fun to make, and I hope it'll teach Canadians something about their own political culture.
Indeed. The series is called The Premiers. It airs 10 Sundays beginning March 1st through May 3rd on CPAC, cpac.ca. Holly Doan on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.